Osama bin Laden's death may be good news for Muslim outreach. Water is having a negative effect on children's ministry in Colombia, and a medical team from the U.S. returns from Malawi with great news. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the aftermath of Osama bin Laden's death, Muslim opinions still vary. Even in the U.S., some Muslims are glad to be rid of the terrorists, and others are declaring jihad. Crescent Project president and founder Fuad Masri says it's actually opening doors.
What's happening today is you're going to find that Muslim young people are struggling in identity for their religion. Is the religion a peaceful religion? If that's the case, where do we see the peacefulness of Islam? In the same time, they're saying, well, I want a new Islam. And that's where the strife is happening in many Muslim minds. And we're seeing an openness that never been there before.
Believers have work to do.
We are challenging people to not only get equipped, but to take a step in reaching out to their Muslim neighbors, even by just speaking to them and welcoming them and asking questions and listening. And that's all adds to building these bridges and breaking the walls.
Find out how to reach Muslims. Go to our website. Meanwhile, Pakistani youth are fed up with a bad name bin Laden and other terrorists have given their nation. International Mission Board says Pakistani youth recognize that the negative image associated with their country will keep them from opportunities others their age would have. Now students are ready for change. They're so intent on it that they're open to discussing other ideas, even other faiths, as alternatives. Doors are open for the gospel. Pray for revival. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, MNN's Ruth Kramer just arrived in Uganda. She talked with AMG International's Paul Jenks just before she left. She's in Uganda to see the dedication of AMG International's Upendo Christian Academy just outside Kampala.
It's a school that gives a permanent haven for the HIV/AIDS orphans in the region. AMG's also looking into starting a nursing program to complement the 8-year-old medical clinic outreach. The timing of the trip coincides with the inauguration of a new president, another shift for the country. And that goes for them, too, Jenks says.
Through this political process, there is a transition that's going on, and with new government leadership, you're never quite sure where you as an NGO or as a mission agency will stand.
But ultimately, it's about this.
We're unashamed that it is an outreach with a testimony. We do it in places like Uganda where the gospel can be openly proclaimed.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
We'll have more from Ruth all next week. Next, contaminated water has kept Compassion International's child development centers closed in Colombia for nearly 2 weeks. Heavy rains in the area have dirtied water sources, so no one's had clean water for several days. Compassion centers have no water for toilets and kitchens, so they can't function. More than 1,500 students have been affected as a result. Pray that the problem will be solved soon so that students can return to learn about Christ. And just a few weeks ago, we told you about a radio station in Michigan who took a team to Malawi on a medical missions evangelism trip. Well, they're back. And according to their mid-morning music break host, Pete Lathrop, God blessed.
For 6 days, we were able to see over 2,000 Malawian people. And then, of course, during their stay at the clinic, we were able to minister to them the gospel.
WLJN partnered with Finish Line Ministries, which has established more than 300 churches in and around Malawi. According to Lathrop, the team not only provided medical aid, but shared the gospel.
We estimate between 500 and 600 people came to Christ and found salvation through the message of the gospel during our stay in Malawi.
Since the clinics were held next to the local church, Lathrop says,
once those who received Christ and made a profession of faith, we introduced them to the pastor of the church already established in their village.
Pray these new believers will grow in their faith. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you the book Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you'll learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will enable you to pray more effectively for your family, which is your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.